The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 13, verse 11, the Amplified Bible says it this way: do this knowing that this is a critical time. It is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep of spiritual complacency. For our salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed in Christ. Then the New King James version of that same verse says it like this: and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. I want to share with you this morning on this thought. Sounds a little different, but I want you to hear it. My time, it's critical. My time, it's critical. Father, I ask you, Lord, to let the word, Lord, let it come forth with power. Let it come forth with fervency. Let your spirit flow through this house. God, let the word take root in us. Let it speak to us. Let it change and transform us. May it speak to where we are. May it speak to who we are. May it speak to what we are. And if what we are and who we are and where we are is not in alignment, God, you will bring us into the place you have designed and purposed for us. God, I pray ultimately today, God, that your will, your desire, and your purpose be fulfilled. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Look over to somebody and say, I love you, and I'm glad to see you here today. My time, it's critical. I want you to think about that as we bring the Word of God to you this morning. So often we believe and we dream and we look for God to do wonderful things in our life. When we've been believing for our dreams to come to pass for a long period of time, or problems to turn around, and we just don't see anything happening, we feel like we're not making any progress. It's in those moments of our life, it's easy to lose our passion and not expect anything to change. Not expect anything to be different. We find ourselves many times in this moment saying it's been that way so long, and we start accepting the fact that it's going to remain that way. Have you ever been there? Let me just ask you, are you there right now? You've just accepted the fact that things are not going to change, they're not going to be different. It's always going to be just like it is. Many times in those moments, people say, well, I'll never get well. I'll never break this addiction. I'll never accomplish my goals in life. I tried it, I prayed, I believed, but it did not work out. Let me just stop and ask you something. Have you ever prayed about something and believed God for something, and it didn't work out the way you prayed, the way you believed? Might as well shake your head. Yes, we've all been there. Did you get discouraged in those moments? We've all been there. But here's the real part of that statement. Did you keep your faith in those moments? My prayer is that you can say yes. Because we've all been in those times when we prayed about certain things, and maybe it didn't work the way we thought it was going to, or it didn't happen in our time frame, or things were very different than what we thought they were going to be. But yet, God is still God. And here's what I've found out, and here's what I've learned. God knows that sometimes we don't need things to happen the way we believe for them to happen. God knows sometimes we don't need things to turn out the way we think they ought to turn out. God knows what's best. Amen. And can I just stop and say this? You may feel this morning that you are in a place like that, and that may have been true in your past moments. It may have been true in past times in your life. But God sent me by to tell you today, you are about to walk in, if you're not walking in now, a new season in your life. A new season of time. There's seasons that come through our life. And we walk through this season, then we go to the next season, and the next season. Every season is different, and every season brings about something different. And in every season, we can learn something valuable from God. And whatever season you've been walking through up to this point, I trust that you've learned something valuable, yes. But God sent me by to tell you, it may be an adverse season. It may be a tough season. It may be a hard season. But God sent me by to tell you, you're about to walk into a new season of your life that's going to change everything that the enemies believed, made you believe it would not change. The scripture says to us, now it is high time to wake up out of your sleep, for you are nearer to your salvation than when you first believed it. Notice there again, it's high time for you to wake up out of your sleep. When God first put the promise in your heart, when God first put promises inside of you, what happened? You became excited. A zeal began to burn inside of you. There was a yearning because God spoke something into your spirit. And you knew what God said he would do was going to come to pass. And you began to tell people what you were going to do when God began to move. But then all of a sudden, it's been a month, it's been a year, or maybe years in your life, and it didn't turn out the way you planned. Listen, just because it doesn't turn out the way you planned doesn't mean God did not tell you the truth. Does not mean that God's not doing what he said he would do. It's all in timing with God. When God puts a promise in your heart and God puts a promise in your life, it's all according to his timing. Amen. It's all according to his purpose. And so often we find ourselves, when it doesn't turn out that way, you didn't think it was ever going to happen in your life, and God just wants to say to you this, you are closer now to seeing it come to pass than you've ever been in your life. God is saying to you, it is your time. Can I just stop and tell you, you're closer to your promise now than you have ever been. You're one day closer now than you were yesterday. You're a year closer now than you were last year. But God sent me by to tell you, you're closer now than you've ever been. It is your time. Amen. High time, as it said in Scripture. High time is when things suddenly change in your favor. Think about that for a moment. Things suddenly change in your favor. High time is when blessings chase you down. I like those moments when you don't have to chase down the blessing, but the blessing's chasing you down. Kind of like Colin said a while ago, anybody got a blessing lately? Well, not this last week, but the week before. My wife went to the mailbox one day. She come in the house. She put an envelope down in front of me. I opened up the envelope, and guess what? There was a check in there with a blessing in it. Woo! And I just want to tell you this. That was one of those blessings I didn't have to chase down. It was chasing me down. And I just want to tell you, those moments happen. High time is when blessings chase you down. You don't have to go after them. They come after you. High time is when your healing shows up, when you least expected it. High time is when healing happens when everybody else doesn't believe it's going to happen. Amen? High time is when you meet the right person. Amen. High time is when you break your addiction. High time is when God makes things happen that you could not make happen. I hope you heard that. It is when God makes things happen that you could not make happen. And can I just tell you this? If you're going to see this high time in your life, there's something that you're going to have to do. You will not see those high times in your life by just nonchalantly approaching God. You will not see those high times in your life just by haphazardly serving the Lord. There's something you have to do. You have to wake up out of your sleep. Amen? Let's go back to the scripture. Now it is high time to wake up out of your sleep, for you are nearer to your salvation than when you first believed. He said, you got to wake up. You got to stir yourself. You got to motivate yourself. You know what that means? You got to get your passion back. And I don't speak to some people in this room. I don't speak to somebody online this morning. You got to get your passion back. You got to get your desire back. You got to get that fire burning in your belly again. You got to get that desire yearning inside of you again. You got to start believing again. You got to start expecting things to change. You got to start talking like it's going to happen. If you just accept it like it is and you stay there, nothing's going to ever be different in your life. But when you start living with expectation and you start believing God that change is going to come, there's nothing in this world and nothing in the pits of hell that can stop it from coming. But don't get discouraged if it doesn't happen right now. I remember when we were looking for a house and we were believing for our own home and we were believing for God to open up doors for us. And I remember we prayed. It seemed like we prayed so long. And I remember at times we would talk and even our children, some would wonder, is it ever going to happen? But I'll never forget. And listen, can I tell you, that's another one of those situations. We looked and we looked and we looked and we looked, but guess what? We didn't have to go find our house. Our house found us. It didn't happen in our time frame. It didn't happen when we thought it was going to, but in God's perfect time, it came. I want somebody to hear me this morning. You got to keep believing. You got to believe again. You got to expect something again. You can't sleep through your high time and see God's favor. It won't happen. You can't be complacent and step into the fullness of what God has for your life. You can't just nonchalantly go by and think God's going to pour it out upon you. You got to get into your prayer closet. You got to get into your word. You got to see God. You got to find it for yourself. Amen? You cannot be complacent. You cannot be still. You got to go after God. The Amplified Version in that scripture I read earlier said it's a critical time. It's your time, and somebody hear me, it's critical timing. It stresses the importance of the season when he said it's a critical time. It's saying here, don't take it lightly. Do not dismiss it. He's saying, live with expectancy. Live believing with all of your heart. There has to be an anticipation in your spirit that today could be your day. I want somebody to listen to me right now. There has to be an anticipation inside of you that says, this could be my moment. This could be my hour. This could be when it's going to happen in my life. Not one day in the sweet by and by am I going to be blessed. Not one day I'll be free from these problems. Not one day I'll walk on the streets of gold and won't have to deal with these bills and circumstances in my life anymore. Not that. And let me tell you why. The problem with that one day mentality is you will miss what God is trying to do right now. How often do we hear people say, well, one day it's going to be different. One day it's going to, well, listen to me. As long as you're living in the one day, you're going to miss today. I said, as long as you're living in the one day, you're going to miss what God's trying to do right here and right now. And I just want to tell somebody, there's some amazing things that God's ready to do right now in your life, but you got to get in position to receive them. You got to get in place to have them. You can't stand on the outside of your little bubble and expect God to do it. You got to get on the inside of what God is doing. Stop being on the outside looking in. Get on the inside. We are not going to need favor in the sweet by and by. You listen to me? Some of you young folks, you don't know nothing about that song, Sweet By and By. But we're not going to need favor in the sweet by and by. When we get to heaven, we're not going to have any problems. And let's just get real. When we get to heaven, we're not going to need any favor. We're going to have it all. You with me? But God wants to give you favor right here, right now. When you get to heaven, oh, it's all going to be there. When you get to heaven, you're going to experience it all. But God wants you to have favor right here and right now. Amen. Listen, the prophet Joel said it like this. He said, wake up, the mighty man. I'm not trying to add to the word of God, but I'm going to say this. Wake up, mighty men. But let me also say, wake up, mighty women. Wake up, mighty child of God. My message today is very simple. Wake up. Get your passion back. Get your hopes up. Start believing God again. You're closer than you have ever been. I got a couple of patty cakes. You're closer than you've ever been. I said you're closer than you've ever been. I said you're closer than you. Come on, put your hand together and get up on your feet. Give the Lord a hand in here. Give the Lord a hand in this house. You are closer than you have ever been. Act like it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. Listen, my question is this. You're closer than you've ever been, but the question is, are you awake? Pastor, what kind of question is that? My eyes are open this morning. I'm looking at you. I'm hearing you. That's not what I'm talking about. In the spirit, are you awake? In the spirit, are you alert? In the spirit, can you hear God? In the spirit, can you see God? In the spirit, can you experience God? In the spirit, are you alert to the point that God can do anything in your life at any moment of time? So let's go back. Are you awake? Do you recognize this is your time? Wendy, this is your time. Jeremy, this is your time. My question is, do you recognize it? Say this to me. It's my time. Say it with me. It's my time. You got to get into agreement with God. It is my time. Amen. If somebody asks you, don't you hear this? If somebody asks you how you're doing, don't tell them all the reasons why you're not going to get well. Don't tell them your grandma had the same thing and she died at 47. Amen? I'm preaching to somebody. Listen to me. When somebody asks you how you're doing, quit talking about all the negatives. You can talk yourself into defeat. You can talk yourself out of a blessing. You can talk yourself out of healing. You can talk yourself out of deliverance. You can talk yourself out of a miracle from God. It's time that you have a high time mentality. It's time that you have a my time mentality. What are you talking about, Pastor? Yes, I've been feeling very well, but I know I'm close to my healing. I know I'm close to my turnaround. I know I'm close to my favor. I know that I'm about to step into a new level in my destiny, in my life. That's what you have to say. Stop talking about all the negatives and start talking about what you are believing God to do in your life. My mind went back to when we were all kids. You remember the little game we used to play when we would go hide something in the house and we'd tell somebody to go look for it. You remember that? We adults played it with our kids. We'd tell them to go look for it. And say, go look for it. If they got closer, you'd say, well, you're getting warmer. You're getting warmer. If it get further away, you're getting colder. You're getting cooler. You're cooling off. And all of a sudden, you're freezing. But then the next thing you know, they turn around, they start getting a little closer, and you say, you're getting warmer. You're getting warmer. You're getting warmer. And then the next thing you know, they get a little closer, and you say, oh, you're getting hot now. And then the next thing you know, they get right next to it. Hey, you're on fire now. You remember that? Oh, I hope somebody's listening to me this morning. I hope you're hearing me this morning. What you have to do and when you're believing God and when you're dreaming for something and for something to happen in your life, you have to understand that God is leading you in the directions He wants to take you. And if you follow God, you'll get warmer and you'll get warmer and you'll get warmer until you get hot. And the next thing you know, you'll be on fire for Him. I hope somebody's listening to me this morning. But so often we're tempted to settle down and we're settle into a place where we're not meant to be. And we just accept that we're supposed to be there. But God sent me by to tell you, God is saying, you're on fire today. God is saying, you're on fire this morning. You're close to your victory. You're close to your breakthrough. This is not the time to get discouraged. This is the time to stir up your faith. This is the time to be motivated in your spirit. You are closer now to seeing it happen than you've ever been in your life. God sent me by to tell you, you are entering into your season. Look over to somebody and say, I'm fixing to get in my season. Now look at him and say, no, let me change that. I'm in my season. Look at somebody and say, I'm in my season. We're still talking about my time. In your my time experience, it's not going to happen. Listen, I want you to get this. In your my time experience with God, it's not going to happen the way you thought it was going to happen. I'm going to go ahead and get somebody ready. It's not going to happen the way you thought it was going to happen. What are you saying, Pastor? God's not going to do it a traditional way. We've been a traditional church for too long. I heard a few little I said, we've been a traditional church too long. Amen. It's time we get out of our box. And it's time we get out of our place and quit expecting God to do the same thing the same old way all the time. God is doing things in a very different way. He's not doing it traditional. He's not doing it normal. He's not doing it like he's always done it. God is doing things different. And listen, in the midst, he's going to do something unusual. He's going to do something out of the ordinary. He's going to do something that you never saw coming. I want somebody in this room to listen to me right now. He's going to do something you never saw coming. You never saw it. You never realized it could ever be a reality. It looked like another routine day, nothing special. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it happens. When you least expected God to move, God moved. You know, we're people that look at the surroundings and we say, well, it can't happen in this kind of setting. It can't happen in this kind of place. It can't happen here. Let me tell you, it's in the places that you think God won't show up is where God will show up. It's in the moments you think God won't move is when God will move. It's the moments when you think it cannot happen. That's the moments that it's going to happen. I want somebody to listen to me this morning and hear me very well. Suddenly out of nowhere it takes place. God is full of surprises, thank God. I said he's full of surprises. He loves to do things not in a normal timetable, not in the normal way, but when we don't expect it, when it seems least likely to happen in our life, that's when God shows up. If we knew it was our time, oh, somebody hear me. If we knew it was our time, if we could see it was going to happen, then the scripture would not tell us to wake up. If we knew it was going to happen, there'd be no need for God to say, wake up. If we knew it was going to come into place, there'd be no need for God to say, wake up. But listen, when you're closer than you've ever been, it's when every circumstance will tell you nothing's changing. I want to just stop and tell somebody in this room, if the devil keeps telling you nothing's changing, you are probably on the brink of one of the biggest breakthroughs in your life. If the devil keeps telling you it's always going to be like it is, let me just remind you, you are probably on the brink of one of the biggest moments that you've ever seen God in your life. Listen, can I tell you, when he tells you it's not going to work out, he'll tell you it's time to just settle in where you are. But God sent me by to tell you it's not time to settle, it's time to soar. I said, it's not time to settle. It's time to soar. It's time to put on your wings of flight. God help us this morning. Listen to this preacher in John chapter 5. It tells us about a crippled man. And in John chapter 5, every day his friends would carry him to a pool called Bethesda. You know the story. There were sick people there. There was lame people there. All kind of people were there around that pool. And each day they were waiting for an angel of the Lord to come down and stir up the waters of the pool. And the first one that would get in was made whole of whatever disease they had. And the Bible said at a certain season, at a certain time, the angel would come. So they're all there. They're living in expectation. But the Bible tells us this man, he's been laying there for 38 years. And I can understand the reason why he went. Because he kept believing that he was going to be well. He kept believing it was going to be his time. But I'm going to mess some people up right here. But maybe that wasn't the only reason why he was there.
I never thought about it this way before, and maybe you haven't either. But maybe that wasn't the only reason he was there. Yes, he was there to get healed. Yes, he was believing it was his moment. But I'm not so sure he wasn't there just going there to be around other people that were just like him. I'm not so sure he wasn't going there to be around people who were facing things just like he was facing. And can I just tell you, sometimes when we are dysfunctional, we like to be around other dysfunctional people so we feel normal. Amen. When we're dysfunctional, we want to be around other people that are dysfunctional so it will make us feel normal. Listen to me right here. If I'm insecure or if you're insecure, we want to go find insecure people so that we don't feel unusual. So that we don't feel weird, so that we don't feel out of place. But I want to tell you, don't make the mistake of surrounding yourself with people that feed your dysfunction. Did you hear that? If you got a dysfunction in your life, don't hang around people that will continue to feed that dysfunction. Why? Because as long as you accept that dysfunction in your life, you're giving it permission to stay in your life. You're giving it permission to remain there. You may have been, listen, they talked about it in the worship. You may have been fighting depression all of your life. You may be fighting some kind of illness all your life. You may be dealing with some kind of addiction for many years of your life. But God sent me by to tell you, that is not your destiny. That is not what God has planned for your future. Don't be complacent and learn to live with it. You may be depressed, but don't learn to live with it. You may have dealt with an addiction, but don't learn to live with it. You may have a dysfunction in your life, but don't learn to live with it. If you are depressed, don't go find depressed friends. Amen. I don't know if I'm a preacher right here or a doctor. Somebody hear me. If you are depressed, don't find depressed friends. Don't get around people that enable your dysfunction, but find people that will lift your spirit. Find people that will help you bring you out of where you are, not people that will make you more depressed. You need to get around people that will help you get up, that will help you get out, and help you move on. If you're struggling with an addiction, don't hang out with addicts. I said, if you're dealing with an addiction, don't hang out with addicts. You're never going to get free that way. So, oh, Pastor, I'm just hanging around with them because I'm trying to help them. You're not helping them. They're dragging you down. But listen to me. If you'll let God deliver you and you'll let God set you free and you'll let God do a real work in your life and you'll let God pull that out of you, then one day you can go back and you can minister to them and you can help them to come out of the same hellhole that you was in. But while you're in it, don't go there. I said, while you're in it, don't go there. I said, while you're in it, don't go there. Get around people that have what you want. Get around people that freedom is the norm, happy is the norm, victorious is the norm. That's the kind of people you need to hang out with. This man had 38 chances to get well, but somebody always got there before him. Listen. 38 times he had that opportunity to get well, but he never could get in first. But I like this. But one day Jesus showed up. One day Jesus showed up. There was hundreds of sick people all around. He walks, but listen, out of all the people around that pool, he walked straight to this crippled man. I hope you listen to me. Out of all the hundreds of people around that pool, Mike, he walked straight to this crippled man and he said, do you want to be well? Do you want to be well? Do you want to get well? That seems like an odd question, doesn't it? He'd been there 38 years trying to get it. That's an odd question. But is it really? Because here's the reality. A lot of people say they want to get well, but they don't really want to get well. They'd never declare to you, they'd never say to you that they're satisfied where they are, but they are. So Jesus wanted to know, do you want to be well? Jesus wanted to know, do you really want it? Do you really desire it? And listen, he came to the pool to get well, but I believe Jesus could see he had gone to sleep and he wasn't expecting anything different to happen in his life. Jesus knew he had gotten his rut. I'm going to just say this while I'm here. Jesus knows some of us are in our ruts. But thank God in our rut, he will come to where we are and bring us out of our rut. Amen. But listen to me. Instead of answering Jesus with a simple yes, he said, I don't have nobody to help me. It was a yes or no question. Jesus didn't ask for no descriptions. But instead of saying yes, all he could do was give an excuse. I didn't have nobody to bring me in. I didn't have nobody to help me when the angel would come. Listen, Jesus didn't say to him, I understand. Jesus didn't say, I feel sorry for you. Jesus didn't say, I know you've had a rough life. Jesus said, get up! Pick up your bed and walk! Jesus wasn't feeling sorry for him. Jesus wasn't patting him on the back. Jesus said, if you want it, get up! Take up your bed and get out of here! He didn't say it in those words. Jesus made a declaration, and I want everybody in this room to hear me. That man stood at a crossroads where many people are today. That man stood at a point in his life where many people are in this moment. Was he going to be let tradition, or was he going to let how it had always happened in the past, or was he going to let what he was expecting talk him out of it? Was tradition going to get in his way? Was the way it's always been done going to get in his way? Or was he going to say, if you say I can get up, I'm going to get up? He had to make a choice. He had to make a decision. Listen, and all of a sudden, something came alive inside that man. He woke up and he realized, Tim, this is my time. This is my moment. I'm closer now than I've ever been. I'm not going to wait around another day or another year or another moment. I'm getting up. God sent me by to tell somebody it's your time to get up. It's time your time to get out. It's your time to get free this morning. I said it's your time to get free this morning, but you are standing at a crossroads. You have to make the decision. You have to make the choice. You have to decide. Listen, when he started to get up, instantly his legs were healed, and he picked up his bed, and he began to walk. When he made up his mind, he got up, and his legs instantly became strong. He picked up his bed, he walked out. Listen, Jesus, but here's what I like. Jesus didn't come at the normal time. Jesus didn't come at the season of the angel. Jesus didn't come at the stirring of the water. Jesus didn't come at the normal time. Jesus didn't do it the normal way. This man didn't see anything different than he'd seen in 38 years before, but yet all of a sudden, out of nowhere, his time came. And I want to tell you something. When Jesus shows up, everything about your life will change. When Jesus shows up, everything about you will be transformed. Jesus stepped into a moment this man least expected, and a miracle happened. Somebody hear this preacher this morning. You are coming into your time. You're about to see God do unusual things in your life. Here's the way it's happened for some. You were the most unqualified person, but God skipped over those and he chose you. You ever been in that moment? I said, you ever been in that moment? You didn't see it coming. It wasn't normal time for a promotion, but God showed up in, quote, a wrong season. We think God showed up in the wrong season, but actually God showed up in the right season. We were in the wrong season. God came in the right season. We were in the wrong moment. God came in the right moment. The medical report said you would not get well, but and you would have to learn to live with it. But you came into your time, and what medicine could not do for you, God did for you. Dee Dee told me a while ago that Terry's doing so much better. Said he'd been eating, he'd been drinking, he'd been laughing, he'd been doing all kinds. She said, my Terry's back. Oh, hallelujah. You don't know why your Terry's back, because he stepped into his time that God had designed. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. God loves to do, listen, God loves to do unusual things. I said, God loves to do unusual things. Think about it for a moment. Out of season, out of time, not the traditional way, not an ordinary way. And I want to tell you something. It's closer than you think. It's closer than you believe. It's closer than you even thought. But can I tell you, it's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to be negative. It's easy to let circumstances talk you out of it. But listen to me very closely. Just because you didn't see a way doesn't mean God doesn't have a way. Just because you didn't see how it would work out doesn't mean that God is not going to work it out. God is moving in your favor. You are coming into your time. I want to close with this. Now, won't you listen to me? When a caterpillar transforms into a butterfly, it spends 3 weeks in a cocoon. It develops its wings, and it gets the strength to push out, and finally comes out of the cocoon. But listen, just because he's out doesn't mean he's free. The problem is, even though he has brand new wings, at first the wings do not work. They're soft and they're folded over. For the next few hours, this butterfly starts pumping blood through his wings, and those wings start to spread out. And then the next thing you know, they get stronger and they get firmer. And then before you know it, he's ready for flight, and he spreads his wings and he flies away. What does that have to do with us? Like that butterfly, many times we know there is more in us. I said, like that butterfly, everybody in this house, listen to me, we know there is more in us. We know there's more about us. We know there's more to us. We know we're supposed to rise higher. We know we feel the seeds of greatness inside of us. We're supposed to live an abundant life. We're supposed to break free. We know it, we understand it, and we feel it. Our wings are there, but they're not working. I'm talking to somebody. Our wings are there, but they're not working for us. We're not getting off the ground. We're not making progress. But like this butterfly, there's nothing wrong with your wings. Somebody hear me today. There is nothing wrong with your wings. Can I say that again? There is nothing wrong with your wings. What do you mean? You are not stuck. But as you begin to worship God, as you begin to give God your very best, you start pumping blood through your wings. And the next thing you know, those wings will spread out. Every time you thank God for your victory, you're pumping blood to your wings. Every time you seek the face of God, you're pumping blood to your wings. Every time you get steadfast in the Word, you're pumping blood to your wings. Every time you pursue the call of God, you're pumping blood to your wings. Every time you go hard after him, you're pumping blood to your wings. And I want to tell somebody, your wings are developing, and at the right time, suddenly, unexpectedly, out of nowhere, you're going to take off for God. I said, unexpectedly, out of nowhere, you're going to take off for God. You feel dormant right now. You feel stale right now. You feel stagnant right now. You feel like nothing's happening right now. You feel like you can't get off the ground right now. You feel like bound right now. You feel heavy right now. You feel like nothing's changing right now. But listen to this preacher. In a moment when you least expect it, in a moment when you're not looking for it, all of a sudden you're going to spread your wings and you're going to fly. You know why? Because when you get in pursuit of God, it's not what you feel like in the moment. It's what you're going after. It's where you're going. Oh, I feel him. It's what you're pursuing. And I want to ask you, what are you pursuing today? What are you going after? Don't get discouraged because it hasn't happened. I said, don't get discouraged because it has not happened. Just keep pumping that blood. Keep honoring God. Keep being faithful. Keep praying. Keep believing the Lord. Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. He said, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. He said, they will mount up with wings like eagles. But I like the way he started out. They that wait upon the Lord. It's not those that push past him. It's not those that miss God. It's not those that are hurried in life. He said, those that wait upon the Lord. When this verse of scripture says to wait, I want you to hear this. It does not mean to be passive. Are you listening to me? It does not mean to sit back. It does not mean that you say, God, why are you not doing anything? God, why is nothing working out? That's not what it's saying. But one translation said it like this: wait with expectancy. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. And the translation that says wait with expectancy means that you are waiting knowing that it's on its way. You don't know when it's coming. You don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know how God's going to show up. You just know that God is going to show up. Listen to me. Stand to your feet. In other words, you say, I'm on the ground now. Whew. But I'm getting ready to fly. God's got a my time moment for you. I said, God's got a my time moment for you. Some of you are in a my time moment right now. Those things that you've been believing for, you've never been closer than you are right now. Please hear me. You've never been closer than you are right now. It could happen today, or it could happen by this time tomorrow. I wanted to preach a little bit on that today, but because of time, I left that part out, maybe a little later. By this time tomorrow. Please hear God saying, Leon, you're on fire. Ed, you're on fire. What do you say, Pastor? God said you're closer than you've ever been. You're not just hot. You're not just warm. God said you're on fire. God said it's your time. But I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do with it? Jeremy, I'm just going to be real with you. I've missed my time a few times along the way, but I've determined in my heart I'm not going to miss no more by the help and grace of God. You're about to see what you've been believing for. It's going to be better than you ever thought it would be. Can I say that again? You're about to see what you've been believing for. Better than you ever dreamed. I just felt like I was supposed to come tell you. You're about to see what you believed. It's going to be better than anything you ever dreamed. Holy Spirit tell me to tell her that, but I gotta tell you that. Everybody in this room, you're about to see what you believe. It's gonna be better than you ever dreamed. Don't give up on it. Don't quit. Don't back off. Don't stop now. It's going to be better than you ever dreamed. And it's going to be sooner than you ever expected. I stopped myself just the other day. I've been praying about some things, been believing the Lord about some things. But you know, the human side of us tries to rise up every now and again. And all certain kind of thoughts going through my mind, this. And I just stopped myself. Clay, I just began to think about when I least expect it, God's going to do it. Angie, when we least expect it, God's going to do what we prayed for. I'm going to say this again, I'm done. You're about to see what you have believed. And it's going to be better than you ever dreamed. And it's going to happen sooner than what you think. That's the way God told me to leave it with you today. Now here's the way I'm going to open up this altar, and the rest is up to you. There'll be no begging, there'll be no pleading. I'm just going to lay it out just the way God told me before I came in. I wrote it down, so I'm going to give it to the way he said it. If you are ready, if you are ready, come down here right now and begin to worship. That sounds generic, doesn't it? But that's what he told me. He said, if you're ready, come down here right now and begin to worship. If you're ready, come down here right now and begin to worship. If you're ready, I see tears all over this house, people weeping all over this building. If you're ready, come down here right now and begin to worship. If you're ready, if you're ready, if you're ready.